You've heard us talk about David Femininio, injury attorney deluxe. Well, just listen to some of the results David has delivered for his clients. $3.5 million, $5 million, how about $11.5 million? Almost enough to cover Ohio State's NIL. You need an attorney that'll fight relentlessly for you. Call and speak to David right now by calling 855-65-CRASH. Go to that website anytime at getdavidgetpaid.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.
All right, we're going to get the ticket techs here. TJ was attempting to reach out to Max Crosby, and then he took his phone out of my hand. So we will get back to that momentarily.
I'm so glad you did that, TJ.
I was sending him 911. We need to talk. I just thought that would get his attention at practice. David on the ticket text first, and we'll get to the picks.
TJ, this is on you. Get Max to Detroit now. Let's go. From Jason.
It's your moment.
No, this
big
is
dog.
On you. This is on you. It's not on me. It's on you.
Okay, first of all, if I get Max Crosby here, I'm pumped up. I get a statue. I want to bring a parade to this town. That's my final act before I walk out of here live on air. I want to win the Super Bowl for these people. And then I will leave. And it won't matter anymore. And you'll just go, you know what? The guy was a bleephole, but he helped us get Max Crosby. Come on, man. You can do this. You're friends with him. You went to the same silly school. You talk all the time.
Well, someone's asking for your help as well, Mike. Joe in the car says,
finally,
Mike, please use your voice to get every tattoo shop in the area
done.
To give him a free cover-up and get him here as a Detroit Lion.
Done. I can have that done by 4:30. I got you covered. Just everybody cool out. Player-to-player communication is what it's going to take. And it's TJ, Max, come home. Like Dr. Evil. Just come home.
Tucka, yeah. Tucka, 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 tucka. Another one for you, TJ.
Another Scott! One.
Another one for you, TJ. Please, grab Barry, grab Calvin, fly to Vegas tonight.
Yes.
Who cares about Minnesota?
You
fly to Vegas,
Vegas.
Get them here.
You love Vegas. I know your kids haven't taken that from you. You love Vegas.
For a day.
Let's get on the plane. Me and you, we're going to go recruit Crosby.
Okay.
Call him. Tell him we're going to dinner.
Okay.
See, he thinks I'm joking.
Done.
I want to do this for the city. Why do I care more than you care?
I just said okay.
I didn't feel like it was sincere.
I'm telling you, that's a you problem.
My point is, you love this town. You are. You're a Detroiter through and through. Why does the New Yorker care more than you do? Come on, man.
I don't think you do.
For
I
this
think you're
town.
Unrealistic.
Because we can get Max Crosby.
Because you think somehow
he was
the sole reason he would
he
come
respects
here.
You, and you're a bowl rep now.
That's true.
Good point.
That is true.
That's a good point.
With a brand new name.
Yeah, we got to talk about that. How did that come about?
The Game Above Sports Bowl?
Yeah, how the hell did you become a bowl rep?
So do you walk around with the jacket and you hand out pins at games?
Yeah, might have to. Trophy presentation, potentially.
Wait, you're on the field?
Oh. One of our teams might be there.
That's yours.
State, Michigan, Eastern. We might get a chance to get a local team in there. How did it come about? Good question. Well, it's the same group that when we had the Big Three announcement, the basketball, and that just kind of fell into place. I think the Lions were looking for a new partner, and they reached out to us and said, hey, man, you guys are making some waves here in the city.
And you brokered the deal.
I was part of those conversations.
So be a part of these conversations.
I was too long on the fire. So do it again.
I was part of the group.
So you have brought joy to Detroit.
That's right. See,
so you could do that
in December. We will. December 26th.
This is TJ's problem. And this is a compliment. He won't take it this way. No, it's true. You don't recognize the level of respect people have for you. Now, that's as nice as I'm going to be. You could play a real role here. I'm just saying. That's all. Just saying. Only one person's got connectivity to both sides of this issue. You know Max. Max trusts you and likes you. You work for the team.
Tucka, tucka, tucka.
Tucka, 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 tucka.
So basically,
lasers.
There could be an unofficial visit at a coffee shop where TJ just happens to invite both parties there.
That's it.
Hey, have you guys?
It's like the JJ McCarthy recruiting visit. Hey, what are you doing here?
Want a burger?
They all just happen to be in Cabo, Stafford, and
yeah.
Okay, that's enough. Finish the ticket text. We'll do the picks.
Please stop.
We're good. We're good. You're fine. We're
this
good.
This is the year. Lions need to do whatever it takes to get Max. Has nothing to do with you, TJ. That is Kim from Sterling Heights.
Thank God.
Brad Holmes said the goal was to win the Super Bowl this year, so he has to make the trade.
Imagine Max in a villain's sweatshirt. I mean, he's designed in a lab to play for this team.
Mortgage the future. Sell your soul. Doesn't matter. They could go 0 in a million after this, but that's I want the Super Bowl first. That's right. Josh.
Yeah, you know, but TJ, you know what I'm about to say. No sarcasm. People in this town are trying to win 3 Super Bowls before they win their first. Be very careful with that attitude.
I think people just want to be relevant for longer than a handful of years.
Well, what the hell does that do for anybody? His team's irrelevant.
I think that's just what a lot of fans
he got
do.
The show for it?
Nothing. Well, it's better. I mean, I'm not going to say it's better than the opposite, better than winning one and being terrible for 20 years, but there's a part of excitement as a fan to know your team has a chance.
Look at that shirt he's wearing, too, by the way. You won't help the town, but you'll rep it right there, born in Detroit. Get out of here.
TJ, I would say take the ball bouncing off of Vildor's face mask, multiply that by 1,000. That's what happens when you lose in overtime.
Oh, Jaquiski Tart, huh?
Yeah.
Hit him right in the number 3. How do you drop that ball? You hate to see it. David, go ahead.
F them picks. When you lose Barnes,
he's in a mood today.
You don't flip out. When you lose a generational talent, you will be affected. Crosby, Garrett, Reddick, somebody. Don't get an average guy, though. Let's win while we can.
Factually, TJ's only friends with one of those players. Yep. That's right.
I'm just soaking it all in.
Would the word to use your relationship with Max, would the appropriate word be mentor?
No.
You sure?
No. Yeah. Our paths never crossed. We've talked before. I've helped him.
Like a mentor would.
At times. I would absolutely doubt he would describe me that way, but we are cordial.
I think privately he would. Publicly he wouldn't.
I'm a big fan of Max. He knows that.
Okay. Why don't you tell him?
I want what's best for Max.
Which is coming home. Here. Here.
Only Max can decide that.
No. You can help him with his decision. Kenny, go ahead.
He's going to be happy.
Go ahead. Don't shy from the microphone.
Dumb joke I was telling David. TJ Maxx? TJ Maxx?
Okay.
You know what? You're right. That was dumb. Okay.
You're done.
You asked for this, Mike. You asked for this.
That was terrible on my part.
I take that back.
I'd like to apologize to TJ for having to sit through that. 248-539-9797.
Kenny's done for the day.
And away we go. All right. We're going to do the picks next. TJ, 911, we need to talk, Max. Send it.
Okay. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app